This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The nation celebrated the 77th Republic Day, showcasing country's cultural diversity, economic progress, and military strength in a magnificent parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. The President arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, President of the European Council Antonio Costa, and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. President Draupadi Murmu unfurled the tricolour, which was followed by the rendering of the national anthem with a 21-gun salute by 105mm light field guns. Meanwhile, the Indian diaspora across the world celebrated India's 77th Republic Day with enthusiasm at the Indian missions abroad, where the national tricolour was unfurled and patriotic fervour was on full display. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said the magnificent parade at Kartavya Path showcased the strength of country's democracy, the richness of heritage, and the unity that binds the nation together. He said the parade showcased India's formidable security apparatus, reflecting the nation's preparedness, technological capability, and unwavering commitment to safeguarding its citizens. The Prime Minister also highlighted that the country is privileged to host European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen during the Republic Day celebrations. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described her presence as the chief guest in yesterday's Republic Day celebrations as an honour of a lifetime. She said, "A successful India makes the world more stable, prosperous and secure that benefits all of us." US President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Britain's King Charles III and the French President have extended warm greetings to India on its Republic Day. Mr. Trump called New Delhi and Washington the world's oldest and largest democracy and praised India's growing global engagement. Chinese President Xi Jinping sent a congratulatory message to President Draupadi Murmu, noting that over the past year, China-India relations have continued to improve and develop in a manner that aligns with the fundamental interests of both countries and their people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked French President Emmanuel Macron and his Bhutanese counterpart Tsering Thobge for extending their wishes on the 77th Republic Day of India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to welcoming President Macron to India soon and further deepening and diversifying the India-France strategic partnership. Thanking his Bhutanese counterpart and the people of Bhutan, the Prime Minister said that he hopes the special bonds of friendship and the unique ties between India and Bhutan will continue to grow from strength to strength. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat yesterday inaugurated the 6-day National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 at Red Fort in New Delhi. During the event, Mr. Birla said that this festival will serve as a platform in strengthening India's cultural heritage. He said that through this festival, people will get to witness the culture of different states and regions. Mr. Birla added that this initiative will play a crucial role in increasing tourism potential of the nation. A devastating fire broke out at a decorator's warehouse in Nazirabad, located at the outskirts of Kolkata, in the Anandpur area of South 24 Parganas, claiming at least 7 lives. Several individuals remain missing as rescue operations continue. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 15 runs at BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night, chasing a target of 200 runs set.